about another matter, and I told him that they ought to talk to those folks. He talked to them, said they were interested in helping Capel and Clark both, but they wanted to both come down and talk to me. I told them I didn't want to talk to them. They said, well, they call on the phone. I said, I wish you'd talk to them without my doing it. I don't think I ought to be subpoenaing them. Said he told them he didn't think it's a good idea to be having you up there and having any other witnesses. So they're going to call me on the phone, which I don't like, but which I can't do anything about.
All right, sir. Now, we've just listened to Clark for the last 10 minutes, and he holds exactly to the position he's held to all the time, that any retreat by me of any kind is Jenkins changed his story. Jenkins admits, he says it to his opinion, that you just got to stand right where we are and take it now. I don't know whether he's right or not, but that's what he says. And then make them vote that they're not going to go into things that don't have anything to do with the government.
Well, can he go talk to these folks? Will he do it?
I think he will. He was still talking when I came in here to answer your bills. We're meeting in Jack's office.
Well,
Jack and I've changed places for this morning, so.
All right. What I think you ought to do then is see if he won't talk to Joe Clark and Pell on the phone. Just say, I don't want to be talking to him, and you don't. But here's the way he looks at this thing. And talk to Humphrey, and then also see if he can't talk to Whitley.
All right.
That's what we ought to get him busy doing. Somebody's going to have to talk to him. I can't do it. But they're wanting to talk to me, and that gets me involved in it too much, fixing committees.
Yeah.
So ask them if they want to call him and just say that I'd like to talk to him. We'll talk to him on anything, anytime, but he's handling this, and here's his idea about it, and the Republicans are just doing this to create a lot of trouble.
All right.
Let's see if he can get Clark's and Pell's idea.
All right, sir.
And then you never did get Humphrey?
Nope. He called his office back, and they said they'd try to reach him downtown. He left that place and was on his way back to the office. We just checked again. He's not back yet.
We'll check on the floor and see if he's there.
All right, sir.
And then when you get him, tell him, God damn it, let him know where we can reach him in an emergency.
All right.
If we had this country bombed, he'd be in a hell of a shape as be a leader.
All right, sir.
And somebody besides George is really going to have to put some steel in Quidley's spine. I thought he had plenty.
Doesn't look like it. I don't mind talking to him.
Well, you better talk to him and just tell him you talk to everybody, and you ought to go talk to those people and not allow this, because it just reflects on his boss more than anything else.
Right.
His statement will never amount to anything. Okay.
All right, sir.